Uh-oh. She got dirt. And she's ready to go. Ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7 Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Craig.
Let the thing go. Jenny Boom, love that song.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Good.
All right. So Kylie Jenner, she gets a separate hotel room just for her clothes when she travels with Travis Scott. Just for her clothes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
900 mil.
She is currently following her, what she calls hubby, Travis Scott, on the Astroworld tour.
Right.
And she revealed an interesting fact about how she stores her beauty products and clothes while on the road. She said, me and Travis have our own room, and then I always get a separate room for my wardrobe, my makeup, and also Stormy. So she can play around and have more space than we're in hotel rooms since she always travels with us.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
So Kylie is not just tagging along to be a supportive wife or girlfriend.
Right.
It's because it's for business reasons. She is selling her Kylie Cosmetic lip kits at his concerts.
Wow, wow.
As part of his merchandise line. Mm. And she's making bank off it.
You see that? You see that?
Meanwhile, Tommy Lee. Do you remember what group he was from?
One of those groups.
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue. Yeah, I forgot.
He used to
be married to Pamela Anderson.
Right, I know from the sex tape.
Right, right. Damn,
they had a sex tape back in the day. Remember that?
I remember that.
On a boat.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right, so anyway, Tommy Lee, he is now accusing Travis Scott of jacking his set design. And he's been going off online about Travis Scott.
Wow.
So, you know, one of the major highlights from Travis Scott's Astroworld tour, I guess, is the, like, really incredible roller coaster experience.
Right, right, right.
Okay, so Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee feels slighted because he is now accusing Travis Scott of lifting it from his 360-degree drum roller coaster design, which he first broke out in 2011.
Okay, okay, 7 years ago, okay.
So he said, just found out this blanking idiot
at Travis Scott. That's not what he really wanted to say, but go ahead.
Or someone on his team ripped off the 360 and the crucifly, which I guess is some sort of symbol or something
Lee. Right.
He wrote, WTF.
Oh, man, you know what that means.
Then he said, get an original idea, bro. Then he wrote in a later separate Instagram post, I get copying as a form of flattery, but this is just straight ripping off my blank.
Mm.
What do you guys think? So now he told Travis Scott to lawyer up.
I thought he was going to say meet him somewhere. Meet him somewhere.
I don't know. Knowing Tommy Lee, he might actually say that.
Yeah, but Tommy might be, he's like 60 years old now.
He's mad old. Yeah, he's crazy old.
Travis might whip us. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, though, Travis Scott.
You never know.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know.
Them H-Town boys, right? Kid Fresh, yeah, right? I don't know.
Okay. All right, so Drake and Chris Brown, they are now BFFs.
Oh, man.
It is official.
Light-skinned brothers unite.
So a little more than a month after they buried their long-standing feud by performing together, they are now sending each other clothing. They are BFFs.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So yesterday, Chris Brown posted a picture to Instagram of a gift that he received from Drake, an OVO varsity jacket.
Wow.
He wrote, at Champagne Poppy, thanks for lacing me. I got that. So he actually put up the picture of the tan jacket.
Right.
He also promised to send Drake an item from his Black Pyramid clothing line, which features streetwear with designs.
Haven't seen those in stores, but go ahead.
Have you seen the OVO clothing line?
On people.
Yeah. Like, I guess it's like
famous,
an online
on famous
thing.
People.
It's
right,
an online
right.
thing. So anyway, Drake invited Chris Brown on stage during one of the, you know, Los Angeles dates of Aubrey and the Three Amigos tour.
Yep.
And now they're officially BFFs.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Light-skinned brothers unite.
I think it's nice, though, that they're getting along, because that was kind of...
Yeah.
That was stupid. All of it's been kind of stupid in a way.
Hey, man.
It's a little entertaining, but you know.
Yeah.
Here's your latest weather brought to you by Nissan. Tonight, clear and 30. Tomorrow, sunny and 43. Saturday, mostly sunny and 42. It's cloudy and 41 degrees in Hartford. It's Hot 937.
It's a great...